AUT led nature-based urban design for well-being and adaptation in Oceania. NUWAL, that's what it's called, project. It has released a series of podcasts discussing the development of nature-based urban design solutions in Aotearoa and beyond. Each episode features informative kōrero with people doing important work in their fields of expertise that respond to the changing climate with nature-based solutions rooted in local indigenous knowledges. Oh, ka pai tera. Speaking with us now, Maija Evans, Ngāti Kahungunu, Rongomai Wahine, Ngāti Irangi, joins me now. Tēnā koe, Maija. Thanks very much for joining us here on Te Reo Irirangi o Wāti. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora. Yeah, it's Maija.
Oh, Maija. Not Maija. Maija. Aroha Maija. Maija. So, Maija, what's the aim of your podcast? There's an awful lot involved in this, and just in that introduction there. So what's the aim of your podcast?
Yeah, I mean, you've kind of covered most of it. NUWAL stands for Nature-Based Urban Design for Wellbeing and Adaptation in Oceania, big long acronym. But it's all about developing nature-based urban design solutions rooted in Indigenous knowledges. Due to climate change, the serious threat of sea level rise, increased cyclones, floods, drought, ocean acidification, already this is severely impacting the ecosystem and impacting the livelihood of people. So this podcast really focuses on these issues.
Maija, aroha mai, Maija, but you're just popping in and out, if you don't mind just swiveling around a little bit so that we can get your full kōrero.
Can you hear me better now? Can you hear me better now? So due to climate change, the Pacific is under serious threat of sea level rise, increased tropical cyclones, floods, droughts, all of that. So this podcast really aims to focus on projects that are combating these issues and to provide a platform for those who are working in the urban design sector or who are doing important climate adaptation mahi on the ground so that we can inspire and empower particularly rangatahi like myself, and to inform and call people to action,
Can you give us an example of a particular podcast where it amalgamates the kōrero, what to do to combat climate change in an urban space as an example? Will you be able to give us what that looks like on the podcast?
So I speak with like a lot of different, I've spoken with people from Vanuatu, Fiji, Samoa, New Caledonia, people from across Timor and Nui Kaua, as well as Tangata Whenua and Tangata Tiriti. And these people have largely been academics and spatial architecture designers. So they speak to topics that they're experts in, Not all of them have been coming from this background, but the common thread is that they are all incredibly passionate about te taiao, the environment, and what we can do to help it. So, they all speak to their specific kind of niches. There's really interesting topics of discussion that come up, like the possibility of vertical papakāinga with Dr. Flua Palmer, Maija Te Ōwhua's a process of creating her own pūrākau, Suli Vunibola's case studies on his homeland in Fiji, bringing back ancestral techniques for gathering kai, all really fascinating topics of discussion like that,
Absolutely, because these Pacifica nations have very different issues if we're looking at, say, what happens in Australia with our tangata moemoeā, that they are specific to the environmental or to the geographical area in which they, as an example, sea rise levels impacting kai, the ability to take kai, as an example. Those are the types of things that we will hear from these kaihi and these kai kōrero.
I think one of the main topics that comes forth is that it's really emphasized the significance of how Indigenous people view the environment. This idea of Māori, this idea of exercising kaitiakitanga or however that may be expressed across different cultures, it positions the environment as a living, breathing, feeling being. Eh? So when this attitude is applied to how we treat the environment, it's clear that our exploitative habits aren't the solution. They never have been. And so this is why we are looking to Indigenous knowledge systems to be able to move forward and adapt to these changes. Indigenous-led solutions are the way forward, and it makes a lot of sense to be applying our own ancestral knowledge to our own context and our own whenua. So, you know, I'm talking with these people from their homeland, looking to their own ancestral knowledge to, you know, find ways to adapt to this inevitable changing climate. Yeah.
Yes, and absolutely relevant and exciting as well to hear those different pūrākau brought forward. Mm. You used adapting to climate change, but we also hear rhetoric of stopping climate change. In terms of the whakaaro or of iwi taketake, do we adapt or do we stop climate change?
I think that, I mean, the ultimate goal would be to stop it, right? But it's already started happening, you know. We're already seeing the effects of it, the erosion, all of those things. And so it's gotten to a point, particularly for our, you know, whānau across the Moana who are in their little island nations already being impacted by sea level rise, they're already having to adapt to these changes. And I think as Indigenous people, we are very adaptable people, you know, already. And so that's why we're talking about it and framing it in this way of adapting to climate change as opposed to climate change itself and stopping it. You know what I mean?
Mm. And so a lot of stories, a lot of pūrākau whakaaro you are hearing, what is the most outstanding or impactful, do you think, and there would be many stories that you've heard, and who did it come from?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, I don't actually have a background in spatial design, and I think these are a lot of the topics of discussion we're having, so it's been a massive, like, learning opportunity for me, but I'm always really touched by kōrero, which focuses on connection to place, identity, to ancestors and ancestral knowledge. And you know, like I mentioned before, Sully, when he's speaking about these techniques that they use in Fiji with water holes and Fleur Palmer talking about the possibility of vertical papakāinga and urban spaces, I'd never really considered something like that. Also talking with Amanda Yates about implementing, you know, Māori into these big system changes and stuff like that. There's a lot of information that's available on this podcast series, which is made accessible. But one thing that I'd like to note is that we're not focusing on the doom and gloom of climate change, you know, like it's more so focusing on these people that are doing really empowering, uplifting projects within their own communities on the ground.
And before we, I'm going to ask you how it is that we can access the podcast, but before that, did the Kai Kōrero talk about the impact of climate change on the reo and the use of the reo, because we're seeing a shift in, say, species or the loss of certain environmental changes, and that has also had an impact on the reo?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, I'm always drawing these parallels with the rangatahi Māori myself. And so when we are having these kōrero, I enjoy bringing it back to our own identity politics as well. But it is interesting when speaking with people, especially across the Pacific, with little similarities in the way that we express ourselves through Māori or Māori. I think one thing about this project that's really interesting is that when you're having these discussions about how we take better care of the environment, it is also revitalizing a lot of the reo that we use around it, the language and the way that we express ourselves in relation to the taiao. So while it is really damaging For our reo, it's also having these discussions is bringing a lot of it back too. Yeah, but I think all of that.
And so finally, how do we get to listen? How do our whānau get to listen to these podcasts?
It's accessible on Spotify, Nuwao Podcast Sessions, that's Nuwao, and it's also on our website. Same thing, you just punch it into Google and you'll find it there.
Oh, how modern. Thank you so very much, Maya, for joining us this morning on Te Reo Iriri o Wāte. What an exciting project. How long did it take you to do?
It depends. I mean, it's so funny. I don't have a background in spatial design or, climate whatever studies. I'm just a photographer with a little bit of knowledge around working with audio. So I do the recording, I host it, and I produce it, and I chuck it up for people to see. So, Ngā mihi nui, thank you so much for having me here today. Really appreciate it.
Tēnā koe, Maya Stevens on and her podcast.